Go ahead and see if you can start with a general, it can be vague, awareness of the whole body. Yeah, and it's kind of gonna double up with an awareness of whatever your mind is like right now. So if your mind is racing or grappling with some particular thing or just singing your favorite song. Whatever it is. You're going to give rise to a kind of broad receptive awareness that can kind of track the fact that while that is happening, also your body is happening. It's here. And that is the extent of the task at hand. So it's kind of nice because anything that comes up that suggests that there's some other important thing to do, that goes under the category of mental activity. And anything that goes, anything that feels like a body just sitting around not doing anything, that goes under bodily sensation. So, whichever one, if we can use the word dominates, whichever one is dominating in a particular moment, you can still enjoy a certain sense of satisfaction that the job that needs to get done is done. And see if you can kind of turn up the resolution. Maybe the emphasis is on the body, but it can be for both. Let's say you're thinking, well, what's it actually like to think? That's something. but put an emphasis on the body. What's it like to have a body? And you don't have to pick, you don't have to start too big and imagine that you're going to have impeccable awareness of every little nook and cranny of the body, but maybe just start with the areas of the body that are most obviously alive with sensation, whatever those are for you. Now, those areas just floating around or are there other sensations happening in between? So if you can kind of go in the direction of an awareness that's at least receptive to all of those in-between spaces, probably going to be in between the really sensory rich areas of the body, places like your face and your hands. Privates, as they say, your privates are a sensory rich area, and your feet are also a rich area, highly innervated. The people with the big brains tell us. But without really putting like any pressure on to really unify everything. See if you can be kind of indiscriminate with your openness to the world of sensations. So if there's a little sensation in the small of your back or at your elbow or whatever, you're at least not opposed in principle. In and the out breath, we'll use whole body, whole on the in breath, body on the out breath. And if it's not obvious, that experience of the whole body might well include the sensations of the breath. And whatever is still happening as far as the kind of habitual activity of mind, see if you can experience it as like a whole body. Kind of a whole body present moment. Even if there's thinking or whatever going on. Get involved with the activity of the body a little bit, in spirit, so to speak. So we're going to have two words. The word for the in-breath is going to be expanding. You don't need to do anything. Just kind of be your body doing its thing, and your body kind of expands over the course of the in-breath. And the word for the out-breath is going to be relaxing, which is also something that certain part of your body does over the course of the out-breath. kind of to resist the temptation to somehow disembody yourself as some observer somewhere looking at this body. How could that be? Be this activity. Just be a kind of door that swings in two directions. We're going to see if being here can also become a kind of like an innate action like that. So we'll have the same two words, expanding on the in-breath, relaxing on the out-breath. And expanding is going to be like you're going to be so present that it bleeds over and it's going to bleed over into the moments to come. So open, so receptive, that it's more than enough for this moment. It's going to be enough for the next moment, too. And on the out breath, relaxing, it's going to be the same thing for being settled, for being here. There is nowhere else to be. In fact, adding the pretense of being somewhere else could only be described as effort. So being here is actually relaxing in a way. Synonymous with ease. So expanding on the in-breath, relaxing on the out-breath. If it isn't already extending there, see if you can extend that kind of attitude towards anything in your experience that we could call unpleasant. Anything that has a flavor like resistance. Anything presenting itself as a problem that needs to be solved. Doubt, hesitation, discontent of any kind. Going to declare ourselves here. So we'll just have a couple minutes with the words arrived on the in-breath and at home on the out-breath. Namely, here in your life. Whatever it's like, see if you can be thorough, arrived in this moment, how it really is.